Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Friday version of Beach and Company. Sandy kicking off his weekend a day early, as he does every week now. Much, much deserved. Had fun last night with him at the Hall of Fame dinner. It was good seeing some people, listening to some people that listen to me. It was nice meeting people that I have looked up to in the industry, as well as Sandy and some others locally. So it was really nice to be there in the presence of Buffalo broadcasters as I attempt to just get half as good as the people in that room. 803-0930, talking about Albany's proposed bill that would let college athletes benefit off their likeness. That means selling Nike their name so they could put it on a jersey. Right now, if you go to a big-time college, you'll see a college jersey, and you might see a name of a player on the back. Well, those jerseys are made separately. So someone will go, they'll buy the jersey and then go somewhere and get a nameplate. But the player's not benefiting off that. You can't benefit off your college jersey until you graduate college. This bill in New York State would get rid of that. Also, California has proposed a they passed the bill in California. It's just waiting to get signed. Very similar bill that would let college athletes, and in California, you do have some big-time sports universities like USC, Stanford, UCLA, whose football team is completely crumbling every week. Side note, UCLA offered their season ticket holders 4 free tickets on top of their season tickets to the UCLA-Oklahoma game just so it would look full on Fox. That is a fall from grace for a university like UCLA. But the bill would let their athletes benefit off who they are. So it wouldn't ask the schools to pay any money, but these players could get endorsement deals. These players could do autograph sessions. They could sell their naming rights so their name's on jerseys and shirts and stuff like that. That part of the bill, in my opinion, is fine. It was this amendment that is saying, oh, also if passed, the universities would have to give 15% of their athletic revenue evenly to student athletes. I want to know what you think. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone. We were talking to Dan, and Dan, you know how it goes. The music starts playing. I can't hear what you're saying. So I rebutted with, what if O.J. Simpson was able to sell his naming rights, which, you know, Nike could sell a jersey with his name on it, and he would get paid for that while he was in school. And then you'd have players like Michael Vick, who might have stayed an extra year, or to bring it locally, Carmelo Anthony, who might have stayed that extra year if they were able to benefit off who they were while playing in the NCAA.
You know what? I don't think the outcome would have changed. I think Michael Vick would have bought bigger, meaner dogs.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I think if I were a politician right now and I were going to address anything with the universities as far as how much revenue is brought in by their sport program, their television payments, the revenue from televising their games, I think I would address things like what happens to the student athlete who's injured, they lose their scholarship, and what do they do with the rest of their life? There's no funding mechanism there for them. I would also have to say that if a school has an endowment and it's got $110 billion in assets, I would address why is it every year the tuition goes up by at least 10%. And I would say to those young people who are lucky enough to have a gift from God that they can play a sport and they do really, really well, that it's no different in your industry. You work with Sandy Beach. He is the legend. He is the person that created the position that gave you your opportunity. And what you're trying to do is pay your dues. You're trying to learn your craft, and then you're trying to cash in on that craft. And that is the same with professional sports. I think that student athletes profiting makes them professional, and more than half of them aren't even good enough to play in the pros. So they should be grateful for the education. They should be grateful for the adoration. If they're smart, they network. If they have the education, they'll get access to employment that is closed to most of everybody else. And they'll get insider information that if they're smart enough to know how to use it, they're going to make a gazillion dollars. I think the whole college sports and the revenue raised and the amount of tuition that it costs to obtain a higher education needs to be looked at closely, but it is not the student athlete that needs to make the money.
All right, and Dan, to your point, I am very fortunate. John Murphy used the line yesterday, he's in the Hall of Lucky. Well, I'm very fortunate that I was put in a position that I was able to work with someone like Sandy Beach, who has taught me so much and, as you said, given me this opportunity to fill in on Fridays. Now, Dan, you didn't call in for this topic, but I would like your opinion on one more thing. If you have no answer, that's fine. Like I said, I'm putting you on the spot here. But that tragic story of the child that was left on the porch and on the west side, and now the three missing people, do you have an interest level in that?
Well, yes. My first question would be, how do they know the child is connected to those three individuals when the results of DNA testing would take a certain length of time? I think that it's something terrible where a parent could abandon a child. But I guess as a parent and a grandfather, I'm grateful that if they felt they couldn't take care of the child, they left it with that woman. I saw her on the news, and she seemed to take care of the situation pretty well. So thank God that the child did receive some type of care. And my God, how sad somebody's life is to do such a thing.
Yeah, I have to say it is very, very tragic. But my interest level every day, because it seems we have more and more questions. I was telling the newsroom at the break, it's like a Dateline. Like, unfortunately, we're living through this. It's not after commercial we find out. Unfortunately, we're getting more and more tragic details. And now that video is just heartbreaking. But if there is one shining light, it's that whoever did this was at least nice enough to put the kid aside and not involve him in this tragedy.
I agree.
All right. Dan, you have a great weekend. Dan in West Seneca opens up a line for you at 803-0930. When we come back, we'll talk to you. Joe Beamer in four. Sandy Beach on the Friday show here on WBEN, talking about a bill proposed in Albany, very similar to the bill that passed and is waiting for the governor's signature in California. 803-0930. Let's start with Mary in Lancaster. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. This topic is really good because it sort of ties in with what Sandy was talking about. Yes, you and Sandy were talking about yesterday about the millennials. I mean, these people are, I'm sorry, but the people that want the money, they want compensation, they want their own jerseys and everything else, they are so freaking selfish. They are not the only ones there. And how did they get there? They got a scholarship, right? If they were playing good in high school or whatever, they didn't do all this by themselves. They won the scholarship because they were on a team. What about the other people in that school, the people that are non-athletic and they got, like a math scholarship or science scholarship or something like that? Do they demand compensation back from the public, from schools? Oh, look at my award based on their award. I mean, this is sickening. Those people should be ashamed of themselves. And anybody that even proposed something like this, to even consider what they, when they brought it up, they should just thrown it right out, not even brought it to the table. These kids are just too, that's all they are, is kids. They want to run everything, and it's a selfish motive. If that's their motive for going to college, is to, live off what they did because of their scholarship, then they are pretty damn stupid. They don't deserve a scholarship.
Well, and Mary, you know, a lot of these big time schools, they'll put them in the easy classes. They just want them to keep that grade point average. And I agree. You've got to realize that these kids are, number one, there for an education. But number two, you look at some of these college towns, I mean, they are treated like NFL players. I mean, they are on the morning sports shows. They do the ESPN hits on SportsCenter. I'm not saying, you know, I don't want it to get to the point where it's taking away from their education, but for their time, don't you think they should be recognized at least? If they want to sign an autograph, do you think the school should be able to take away their scholarship?
That is stupid. Like you said, take away the scholarship. What are they? It's supposed to be they're profiting off an award. It would be like, you know, what I'm thinking of is these people are selfish, and that should be brought out. They are selfish. What about the other students that are there, that are on the other team members even? What I'm thinking of is if they want compensation or they want notoriety or something, whatever monetary benefit they get, they should give a third of that benefit back to the school, to the university or wherever they go, that, you know, like to the alumni fund or something like that, and dedicate those funds, not this prima donna. I mean, they're, like you said, they're getting free education, free food and boarding. How many kids that struggle to get to college, the parents struggle to put their kid through college, and here's some clown wins a scholarship, and he's going to be a big prima donna, and now he still wants more? That's the millennial thinking. I mean, it's now. Forget about anybody that came before. What about the old star athletes? They were stars in college. They didn't go parading around signing autographs. They recognized their teammates. When do these guys ever say anything about their teammates, that how they got, why they got there? The teammates back home, I won this scholarship because I was on a good team. I was a good player, but if it wasn't for my teammates, why don't they just do that and honor their school and benefit, you know, anything they make should go to their home, to the school where they came from, where they got. They wouldn't do that, would they? They're too. The bottom line here, I'm sorry to say, is it's just selfish and they're greedy. And what about if they achieve their goal of getting signed by some big team? What about these guys that finally they make it to the big time, they get signed for a big team, and then they get dumped off the team, they get dropped off the roster, somebody takes them, picks them as a star pick or something, and the guy craps out, or he has a career-ending injury, right? And what about all that, and all that money was wasted on this person? I think they should wait until they get in, and then if they're lucky enough to get signed for a big team, fine. They had enough free publicity, and that should be enough. It shouldn't be making money off your publicity. It's like, you know, giving.
Well, Mary, I will agree with you on this. I think a lot of players out there have lost the sense of team. And I think you see that a lot at these schools that were once prominent. They get that five-star recruit, and it's all about them. And then you look, how is this team 5-7? They have so-and-so. Well, it's because, like you said, so-and-so just cares about doing their 2 years of service and getting to the NFL. I agree with that, and I also like the idea you propose that if they made money off their likeness, maybe give a percentage of it back to the school who made them who they are.
Right, exactly. They wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the team that brought them there and the school that brought them there. And I think that's very selfish. And they're not thinking about their fellow students. Not everybody. How many of these star? There's only one lousy star athlete, but he's taking credit. And all these other kids that are struggling to get there, their parents are struggling to put those kids through college, and this clown gets in there and gets everything free, and then they still want more.
Well,
that is disgusting.
Mary, you made some good points. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. In Lancaster, opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Let's go to Ken in Cheektowaga. Ken, good morning.
Hey, Joe. Great topic. Hey, something that kind of came up. Mary made some great points. So did Dan. I think one of the ideas that might be missed, and this really can't be discounted, especially in this day and age, is you know, should the players are getting paid through their scholarships. I think that everybody understands that, and I think that should happen if they're going to play for the school. As far as additional money that they're getting paid, whether it's for taking advantage of their image and likeness while they're in school, you know, even going to the point of securing sponsorships or advertising deals even on a local level, what ends up, I think, really affecting the player then at that point is now they are getting money for what they're doing beyond their education. The pressure of that athlete now, I think, increases immensely. In the event that the athlete, maybe it's a star athlete that sustains an injury that takes him out now, all of a sudden now, not only has he, you know, potentially lost his opportunity for the rest of his scholarship, his potential in the NFL or whatever professional sport they're playing, but now they've lost the additional revenue that is generated by something like their sports, you know, their sports image. And that's a lot of pressure. You think about some of these top-tier players and how these guys have affected things. Now, you're talking about egos now. Think about how much that even goes up with now additional paid image events and things like that, but now endorsement deals and so on and so forth. This gets ridiculously pressure-driven now for those athletes. And now it's not even an idea of finishing your education, which they're going to need anyways. But now they've lost those other opportunities, and now it's all about the sport. It's all about them. And it just makes the idea even worse.
You know, Ken, that's a great point I didn't even think of. But to build off what Mary said in the ego, you're right, because you'll have the star players getting their endorsements, getting money for their name, and then their teammates around them. It could just cause more chaos in the locker room if it came to that, especially if you're, say, a Houston and Derek King's getting all the attention, all the endorsements. You start off at 1-3. That could really just add to the chaos.
Oh, sure. It cascades through the rest of the team. And certainly, I think one of the things that, you know, as we watch athletes go through, you know, scholar athletes go through the programs from, you know, your little league into your high school and then into your college level, the whole idea of those beginning forms is really driven to get kids working together on a team. That, yes, one player has a talent, one player is able to make a bit of a difference, but collectively as a team is what you're building through these programs. At least that's what I was always thought, and that's what I always went by, is it's about the team. You want to work for your team, help your teammates, and lift everybody up around you, not just yourself.
Ken, great call, great points. That's Ken in Cheektowaga. When we come back, hopefully we'll hear from you. 803-0930. It's Joe Beamer on the Friday show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, some breaking news coming up with Mr. Randy Bushover.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Friday show. Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking about a proposed bill in Albany, and we will continue to talk about that. But the Buffalo News is reporting something, and I will bring that to you in the next segment. Let's continue with this story. So a New York senator pretty much copied the Fair Pay to Play Act in California. That's where this idea came from, to let players benefit off their name, sell the rights to their name, sign some autographs, and under the new bill, the school or NCAA couldn't take away their scholarship, and the school couldn't be put on any kind of probation by the NCAA. Then the next day, Kevin Parker, senator, state senator in Albany, said, wait, we need an amendment. We're also going to evenly spread 15% of the revenue to all athletes. I want to know what you think at 803-0930. This time we'll kick it off with Larry in Buffalo. Larry, good morning.
Yes, I'm going to take the other side. Everybody seems to be saying, the athletes shouldn't be getting any money. But, you know, they're the ones who are drawing the crowds, filling the stadiums. You know, it's just like, pro football players, you know. You know, it's a team sport, but you don't see Josh Allen splitting it with all the other players. He may take them out for lunch or dinner once in a while. But, I think these college guys, I think they should get the bulk of the money. Why not? If they're the ones who draw it, if they get hurt, that's the chance they take. With the current law, in New York State, if they change it, all right, UB is going to have trouble getting people because I might as well play for Nebraska where I get to keep my money. Why should I split it with anybody? One other point, everybody's bringing up, it's about they go to school for the education. Well, I don't believe that at all because, if it was all about the education, I think Harvard and the Ivy League schools would have the best athletes and sports people in the country. So obviously, it's not about who's going to give me the best education, who's going to give, where's the best opportunity for me to make the most money in sports or wherever.
Larry, I agree, and you bring up something interesting. With this bill, it could give UB the upper hand and some recruits because you could say, hey, if you come play at UB, you could sell the rights to your name. You could sign autographs and make money off it. Right now, you can't do that in Nebraska without risking losing your scholarship.
Right, right. And so, it's a state-by-state thing. But, I really think, these guys coming out of high school, they're not thinking long-term yet. They've always been at the top. And they think they're going to be at the top forever. And, why doesn't Harvard, for example, have the best football team if it's about education? Why doesn't Brown University have all the best guys? It's not about education.
Exactly, Larry. Hey, at these big schools, it's not. Like I said, I know situations where players were put in easy classes and professors were told, you better give them a C average. Make sure so-and-so passes with a blank. You're absolutely right. And guess what? These colleges want the top players to play because schools like Georgia, schools like Clemson, schools like Alabama, they clean up on bowl games, playoff appearances, all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly right. And, these students, the bulk of them aren't going to be making more than, maybe a little of minimum wage, so they better make the money while they're in college and they have name recognition because after that, their income is going to take a big hit, 5 years after college.
Yeah, especially if you played for 4 years, you played through your NCAA eligibility, didn't get that degree, now you're out on your own. It'd be nice if you had a few extra bucks from those jerseys. Larry, thank you so much.
Exactly. We'll see you.
Larry in Buffalo opens up a line for you at 803-0930. Let's go to Joe in Blaisdell. Joe, good morning.
Hi. I have to agree with Larry on the pay. Basically, these kids, they risk injury, they get an education, but at the cost of what? I mean, basically, they give them the scholarship to be there, but then they tell them to be there for the game films and all the practices. And they leave no time for school, so they end up having a tutor or somebody else fill in for their work, schoolwork, and then just the team travel. Can you imagine trying to take an engineering course and doing team travel, missing 2 or 3 days of your classes a week? I don't think that's possible.
Well, Joe, I'll come back with this. I think the best athletes, they do it in high school, right? You have to know how to time manage. And I think if you want to play a sport, certain sports, you should definitely know how to manage your time between your studies and going and playing football, basketball, whatever your sport may be. But to that point, Joe, I do think the time put in to football, the time put into basketball that takes away. Because, like you said, you have to go watch film. You're practicing. You're on the road. All of that. And then when you get back, you've got to cram your studies for that test. Why not be able to, on top of that, make a few extra bucks?
I agree. I agree that you should be able to make the money. These schools make the money off of you. The kids should be, they're putting their health in jeopardy. It also, the rules are against them. When LeBron James went from high school to the NBA, right after that, they changed the rules that a kid couldn't go directly from high school. He had to wait 2 years, keep him out of the loop before he could go to the NBA. And if you look at the NBA or NCAA graduation rates for basketball, they're dismal at best. So these kids aren't really getting an education other than giving them a chair, a couple books, and telling them, here's your classes. What's it actually cost the school to add another 30 chairs to the class?
Joe, good point. Thank you so much for the call. That's Joe in Blaisdell. To Joe's point, I agree that these players put in a lot of time, but I also agree that the colleges pay their part with tuition. They're giving them a free education, and anyone who's gone to college or sent their child to college knows education is not cheap. Going to college is not cheap. That's all paid for. Room and board paid for. Meals paid for. My point is, on top of that, the work they've put into football, the money the money the school is making off those top sports, I don't think the school or the NCAA should say, no, you can't go out and make money on what we've built you up as, on what you've done for this school. Yes, we made $10 million off the fact that you led us to the championship game, but no, you can't go do live reads for that car dealership. You can't go sell your naming rights to Nike so they can sell your jersey. I think that's going too far. I think if a player has built themselves up to where they're on ESPN, SportsCenter every weekend, they're doing interviews. Because on top of all that stuff Larry mentioned, where they're doing film, they're going to practice, they travel a lot, especially if you're in the American Conference, which Tony and I have talked off the air all the time about. That conference is spread all over the country. So you're taking days sometimes going to and from games. You leave Friday, you play Saturday, you're not back to early morning Sunday. You're putting a lot of time. And if you are one of these star players and someone wants your autograph, like, hey, I'll give you $20 if you sign this. Why shouldn't you be able to make that extra $20? You know, the school's definitely made a ton of money off you. Like I said, I don't like the amendment that's going to make the school pay you even more on top of your tuition. And then we get into, well, why is the rowing team benefiting off the football team, right? Or the basketball team? I think the bill goes too far when you add that amendment. But if the school is going to build stadiums based on what you've done, if they're going to install a new press box off what you've done, and you say, hey, Northtown wants me to do endorsements for them, I don't think the NCAA or school should say, no, you can't do that. I want to know what you think. 803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone. If you're on hold, we will get to you right after this. It's going to be a beautiful last weekend of summer, Buffalo. Get out there, get the shorts, the flip-flops, the bathing suit. If it's not acceptable, make sure you have a shirt on as well. I may be walking around without a shirt this weekend. I'm not sure. 803-0930, talking about this Fair Pay to Play Act. That was the bill passed in California, and now coming to New York, parts of this bill I think are great. I think a player should be able to benefit off who they are. If they're in the SportsCenter top 10 every week, if they're the talk of the town, if they're doing interviews on this station, chances are, or, you know, any radio station. But if they're doing interviews and they're a college athlete, chances are someone wants their name on the back of a jersey, or someone wants them to endorse their product, or someone wants their autograph. And I think they definitely should be able to benefit off that without the colleges taking away their degree or the NCAA saying they can't play. And I want to know what you think. 803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone. Tom in Cheektowaga has patiently been waiting. Tom, good morning.
Hey, patiently, yes. Joe, hi, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. What do you got for us?
Oh, I'll keep you busy here. I wrote it down because I didn't want to make a mess of it.
I should do that more often, Tom, but go ahead.
Colleges for higher education.
I agree.
Take sports out of it. Get a new business model and let the NFL, NBA, and Olympics find the recruits and high school athletes.
That is an interesting proposal, Tom. But, you know, a lot of these schools make more money off their athletes than they do anywhere else.
Fine, then they're in the wrong business. Because they're not teaching the kids. You got to bring in all these engineers from India and China. No, college is for education. Start a sports program if you want, but not in our schools.
Well, Tom, I have nothing to rebut that. I thank you for the call.
All right. Have a good day.
Tom, have a great weekend. That's Tom in Cheektowaga. Different take. As you know, I love college sports. Anyone who listens to this station knows that, and sometimes I get picked on the text line for it. But, hey, that's Tom's proposal. If you agree with him, I'd love to hear 803-0930. So far, text of the day goes to this person. So we have to protect the stupid athlete who can't make a living after college. I know of athletes who play sports in college and got a degree. The kid knows the rules when he goes to college for sports. Tough crap, he put sports before studies. And I get that as well. All right, I do think that the athlete should be able to benefit off what they do on the court, on the field, on the baseball field, etc. But also, I do think these athletes have to realize they're there for college. That is number one. And we had a caller earlier mention, you have athletes who weren't professional talent, but they were good at where they played, right? They were important in college. They were an important player to that college team. Maybe just not enough to make it to the next level. Well, if all you do is put your focus on football, on basketball, and don't make it to the next level, and you didn't really put you didn't really put the focus into your studies in college, yeah, I mean, it's going to bite you know where after school. So as much as I agree, players should be able to benefit off their likeness, they should be able to sell the rights to their name, I also think we need to put the emphasis, you're there for school and then sports. We gave you a free scholarship to play for us, to bring in that money, to get us to the championship, but you need to take your study seriously. And I will agree with everyone who's called it in so far that there are athletes out there, they don't put that focus because they think, oh, I'm going to ride through college, go to the next level, and there we go. And we all know what happens to some people. They go to that next level, they get that big paycheck, and then 8 years later, they're out of the league, and they are broke. And we've heard way too many stories of that. 803-0930. Pete will be the first call we take next hour. Don't have enough time to get to him and give him a fair shot. So we will get to him starting in the 11 o'clock hour. Also, starting in the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to stay on the Albany thing, but I also am going to ask the tragic story that's been going on right now on the west side of Buffalo. They found the burnt car a mile away. They found a kid stranded on the front porch of a random person. I mean, this story, it seems every day more questions rise than answers. And I want to know your interest in this tragic story and maybe even some theories of where this is going. It's like we're living in the middle of a Dateline episode. And I'm not putting light to a tragic situation. But I'd like to know, it seems like this is now starting to get interest outside of Buffalo. And so if you want to comment on that story and the Albany story, or just that, or just the Albany, we'll definitely take those calls starting in the 11 o'clock hour after Mr. Randy Bushover gets us updated here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.